Coming out as gay, lesbian, or transgender is often not an easy process. But one young person in Baltimore took on the challenge at her school. Mary Rose Madden picks up her series, Eight and Out, Transgender in the Second Grade.
Eli tried to come out as transgender in the first grade. She kind of downplayed it. She just walked into school wearing barrettes in her hair. She told everyone, "I'm a girl." One of her classmates was kind. She helped Eli put the barrettes back in when they fell out. But the playground felt like a combat zone. Kids isolated her, called her weird. One sat next to her, leaned in, and said,
"You stupid, you're a boy."
When Eli's classmates targeted her that day, she was shattered. She came home from school frustrated and depressed. Stephanie Safran and Terry McBride, Eli's parents, remember that day about a year and a half ago. Stephanie says,
"Things were not going great last spring. She wasn't receiving enough support at school, and so the assistant principal had me talk with the person who would be her second grade teacher."
Stephanie reached out to Ms. Berger, a second grade teacher at Roland Park Elementary and Middle School. By now, Stephanie and Terry had done a lot of research on transgender children. They had wisdom to share. And they got lucky. Ms. Berger was eager to receive it. She wanted all their recommendations for websites and books.
Ms. Berger took home reading over the summer and read books and chapters of books that I gave her.
It was the beginning of their collaboration to support Eli as she made the transition. Over the summer, Eli let her hair grow long and wore what she pleased. That meant skirts, leggings, and lots of sequins on their summer vacation. She felt good. Her parents say they saw their kid happy again. Then the school year started. Eli tried to act like it was no big deal, but her parents knew it was. Eli tried to adjust, wearing a boy's uniform of khakis and a polo to school, and changing into her leggings and skirts when she got home. But Terry and Stephanie worried about the effect all this was having on their child. Pretty soon, Stephanie heard back from Ms. Berger about her summer reading.
So she came back, having educated herself about this issue, and telling me sort of how it touched her emotionally, and really prepared to get to know my child and to make school a safe and happy place for her.
Ms. Berger started making lesson plans that would set a climate for her classroom, one that would welcome differences. Then Eli and her mom and dad found another ally.
I don't think I've got 2 years yet. I'm halfway through your class.
My name's Kimberly Mooney. I am the middle school Spanish teacher at Roland Park Elementary Middle School.
Mooney leads the school's Gay-Straight Alliance, known as the GSA. Even though the group is typically for middle school students, Mooney invited second grade Eli.
I remember that now. Because we had been wearing, the next day we all wore suspenders. Me, Mark.
The group meets after school once a week, and they discuss everything. On this afternoon in June, students are slowly ambling into Mooney's classroom. They talk about how they try to talk to their parents about their transgender identity or about their sexuality, but they can't seem to get through to them. Mooney says she realized there was a need for the Gay-Straight Alliance years ago when she was teaching Spanish at a different school in Baltimore.
There was a student that I was really close to, and he ended up, when he went to high school, he ended up becoming homeless, partly because he was out and his mom didn't approve.
Mooney made it her mission to create a nurturing environment for LGBT students. She says even if the families are supportive,
the school environment needs to be supportive as well, because you spend most of your day at school.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends schools have a Gay-Straight Alliance. In fact, they say just having a GSA reduces bullying and harassment in school. A 2014 study by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that only 15% of schools nationally have Gay-Straight Alliances, and only 5.3% of elementary schools have them. In Baltimore, 5 high schools have GSAs and just 1 middle school, Eli's. Eli says the after-school club has meant a lot to her. She doesn't feel alone anymore. She's gained confidence. In fact, by the end of this last school year, she was giving presentations to all of the second grade classes with the help of her mom and school psychologist, Cynthia Thorne. Thorne is sitting in front of about 25 kids. she reads one book on gender identity titled Who Are You? Then starts on another.
I thought that was a really cool book, and I loved it so much, I'd like to read another one to you that's a little bit different. So this book is called I Am Jazz. I am jazz. For as long as I can remember, my favorite color has been pink. My second favorite color is silver, and my third
I Am Jazz is about a young person who was born a boy, but persistently, consistently, and insistently identifies as a girl. It ends with Jazz feeling happy because her friends and family see her as she sees herself, a girl. The class gets to talking. They discuss how to be true to yourself, how to support each other. And then Eli steps to the front of the class. She's prepared an autobiographical sketch.
When I was very little, I loved trucks. Trash trucks, excavators, fire engines, all kinds of trucks. I also like to try on princess dresses and play with my friends. I'm getting older now. I like to ride my bike, play with my friends, play video games, and sleep. I am transgender. That means I was born with a boy body, but I have a girl heart and brain. So I don't really think of myself as a boy. I think of myself as a girl. I try to be a kind person and I try to respect and support everyone at our school.
Thorne starts taking questions and comments. One student notes that she and Eli have the same socks. Another says,
it doesn't matter what she likes, it just matters that she likes herself.
He says it doesn't matter that she's transgender as long as she likes herself. It's almost time to leave. One young boy raises his hand.
And Todd, you've been very patient, and I know you're waiting. What is it a question?
He says he'd like Eli to take home the classroom badge that represents honesty. The teacher explains what it stands for. It's not only about being honest with others, but for being brave and truthful to yourself. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
Join us tomorrow for the final installment of this series. Education reporting on WYPR is supported in part by the Sylvan Laureate Foundation.